Hey, good evening, all. So continuing in our various Erev Shabbos preparations, so he notes that there are a number of things that one must do to prepare their house properly for Shabbos. In particular, Yish L'Takin Abayas, Behidr Ubizrizus V'Lefanos Klichol V'Lachnes Kelim Shel Shabbos. The first thing that a person has to do before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, is to take away all of your weekday utensils and replace them for all of your Shabbos utensils. It doesn't just mean that your pots and pans, because I assume most people probably use the same pots and pans to cook, but it means a lot of people use fancier dishes on Shabbos. Many people will use regular weekday dishes, and our china they'll use on Shabbos. So that's essentially what he means over here, things like that. Ulatzia hamitos bechol minei yofi, and to set all the beds nicely, that ideally once you go into Shabbos, that not just the main room where you're eating is going to be set up nicely, but also the beds will be set, you'll have all the extra nice pillows on there to make it beautiful for your Shabbos rest. Ulatzos And why are we going to such great lengths to make sure that the house is so beautiful, that the nice vessels are out, and that our beds are made? Because we have to imagine, says, if the royalty is coming into the house, the President of the United States is coming into our homes for this weekend visit, and that's the Shabbos Malkasa, the Shabbos Queen, and therefore as a result, we have to make sure that our houses are in tip-top shape, the best that they can possibly be. This is the honor that we give to the Shabbos Queen. And he explains that one should go out of their way to make sure they're doing extra cleaning. And he says that one should make sure that they're setting the table properly and cleaning all of the areas as appropriate. He brings down an idea as well that some people actually had the custom to sharpen their knives on Erev Shabbos. Not such a common thing nowadays, but evidently that was something done back in the day when knives, I guess, were lower quality. And he had to sharpen them more frequently. And that because there was an idea to not use knives that had like a nick in them on Shabbos, so you wanted to have the nicest knives possible. And then he says, "Kibud habayis va'arichos shulchanu b'kilim na'im lechvod Shabbos." One should make sure not only to do all of this cleaning and not just to take out all the nice vessels, but actually to set the table before Shabbos. Right? So many people sometimes, you know, when they're coming home from shul, so that's when the table is being set. And don't hold it against anyone. Erev Shabbos could be very hectic. However, the absolute ideal is that the Shabbos table should be set before Shabbos. It's a little bit of a machlokas when the best time to set it is. He says, "Yesh shekasav la soso samach l'Shabbos achar plag amincha." The best time to do it is after plag. So nowadays, around like I guess 6:45 or so, whatever it might be, that's the best time for one to set their table. V'yesh umam la soso misha'a. Some people say, no, you could even do it as early as the fifth hour of the day, and that would be permissible to do so. He says, though, no, you actually are even allowed to do it way early in the morning if you'd like. As long as it's clear that it's for Kavod Shabbos, which again, if you're setting your large dining room table that you only eat at for nice meals, usually for Shabbos meals, and you have your nice white tablecloth and your china, so if you're doing that at 6 in the morning, it's pretty clear that that's not for breakfast, most likely, that that's actually for Shabbos, and therefore that would be permissible in such a situation. And he says, "V'dvar Hashem mislach lechem im osim mishachres bevadei adiv lazosam samach l'Shabbos kol ma de'efsher." So I can speak very personally about this. You know, Baruch Hashem, if you have little kids around, or even if you don't have little kids, you have a lot of people who act like little kids around the house, and the house can get very messy. So if you clean up even in the early morning, you say, "Oh, it's for Kavod Shabbos." Well, the problem is that the house could easily still get dirty throughout the rest of the day, and you could still end up going into Shabbos with a messy house. So therefore, the ideal is to clean your house specifically with the most high traffic areas as close to Shabbos as possible to make sure that those areas which are most often most cluttered could have the best opportunity to be as clean as possible. Again, we do the best we can. It's not always so simple, but this should always be our ideal to shoot for. We'll continue, God willing, over the next couple of days talking about various other aspects of preparing our house for Shabbos. So for now, we'll conclude with the Rabbis.